Well, a grasshopper swarm of biblical proportions has descended upon Las Vegas. The insects, especially visible at night as they flock to the sky beam above the Luxor Resort. And the swarm is so big that the National Weather Service says the bugs are visible on radar. Joining us now is Dr. Mae Barenbaum. She's the head of the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Always a pleasure. Hi, Jeremy.
So what is behind this invasion of grasshoppers in Las Vegas?
Well, I guess an invasion is kind of a loaded word. It's the grasshoppers going about their usual business. So this is a species, the pallid wing grasshopper. It's Trimeratropis platypennis, if anybody's interested. And this is a species that is native to the U.S. It's not an invader, an alien. It's well adapted to the deserts of Western North America. Everything about its biology is adapted to dry conditions. It's sort of camouflage colored, so it, you can't see it when it's sandy and dry. When it's lush and green, it would stand out like a sore thumb, because normally it's dry in these habitats. Well, we've had unusual rain in the area, a lot of moisture. Like most grasshoppers, the pallid wing grasshopper lays its eggs in the soil, and that's one of the limiting factors for grasshopper population growth. Their eggs have to remain moist until they hatch, and if you live in a dry habitat, that's a risky business. Well, it's not risky this year, because when they lay their eggs, there was abundant moisture around, and populations built up. This is a species that undergoes periodic population eruptions, just like they're experiencing now. And they've had a few, you know, within historical memory, where the numbers build up and they deplete their food supply and they have to go somewhere else. So this is not unprecedented, and it's not condign retribution for the evils of gambling or anything.
But is it concerning to you in any way, either for the grasshoppers themselves or for any other species that will be affected by this explosion of population?
Well, I mean, it's very hard without a pattern to place the blame on climate change per se, because we certainly have had periods of excessive moisture in the past or unusual rainfall and the like. I think it's a major boon for their predators, like birds. But I know it could be unsettling to see sort of hordes of biblical type insects descending on your town. But pallid wing grasshopper is very different from the migratory locusts that plague the Middle East and have done so since biblical times.
Well, and in fact, there is, I guess you could call it a plague of locusts right now in Yemen.
Exactly. And these are classical locusts. Not all grasshoppers are locusts. All locusts are grasshoppers. A locust is a grasshopper that undergoes periodic migrations. In the Middle East, what happens is they're, again, dry condition adapted, dependent on soil moisture for egg hatch. And when there are ample rains in that area of the world, again, when populations build up, the food supply is deteriorating, is insufficient to maintain numbers, then they follow prevailing wind patterns and head to areas where there is still, you know, available moisture for egg laying and food for the population. Now, the problem with the grasshoppers in Yemen, which are actual locusts, is that these are in enormous numbers, and they are at the stage where they are resuming eating. So in the migratory phase, they actually have sort of raised thresholds to any kind of vegetative stimuli. But when they land, they're hungry. And they'll eat anything green in sight.
And yeah, they're devastating farms there. Let's go back to Las Vegas, finally. They've had, by the way, almost twice as much rain in 2019 as the normal amount of rain. Same for the whole state of Nevada. But there's, of course, a lot of light in Las Vegas. And one of the things that's been pointed out in this, you know, swarm of grasshoppers is that they seem to be attracted to the beam of light that's coming out of the top of the Luxor, which looks like, for people who haven't seen it, it looks like one of the Egyptian pyramids, but it's got this huge beam of light coming at the top of it. If they were to turn that off, would it change the situation, do you think?
Well, they'd still be there. And actually, the light on the Luxor has long been irresistible attractant to insects of all kinds. Usually in that light column, you can see sort of clouds of moths. And so it's what insects do. And I'm sure there are other lights in Las Vegas. Turning all the lights off probably wouldn't induce them to leave town any sooner. They're bound to leave town eventually. That's the thing about this particular species. It's heading north, and this is just a stopping place.
By the way, as an entomologist, would you have any advice for our listeners in Las Vegas if they come across a grasshopper or 100 grasshoppers today?
Watch your step, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That is Dr. Mae Barenbaum, who is the head of the entomology department at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.